Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woostling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emil Ade. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Emil Ade. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off it and towards Woostling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Ade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Shea moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea scores. Ide moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jameson scores. Fonseca moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woestling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind bunts towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener bunts in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. Lind scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Emil Adai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Adai moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adai scores. Johnson moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Johnny Milges now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Tigers. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woostling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ade fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Emil Ade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ade is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ade hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. Ade reaches third base with a triple. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ade scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Grover Hartley pinch hits for Jackie Tavner. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Johnny Milges. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lind moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.